That's all rain. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Get some relaxation in the evening hours. Lum has gone over to Abner's house to listen to a special radio broadcast that Lum has heard about. Well, we'll soon see what happens next to Dee. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find Abner sitting in front of the radio with the only pair of earphones clamped on his head, while Lum sits beside him, anxiously trying to help matters along.
Well, hurry up, Abner. Can't you get that radio to working?
I don't seem to. It's working all right a couple of months ago. Me and Elizabeth sat right here and listened to some show on it. Mrs. Fagee and Folly or something like that.
Hurry up. Get the thing to working. It's time for that special broadcast right now.
There seems to be something wrong with it here, Lum.
I can see that.
What is this special broadcast you want to listen to?
The Keystone Network's having a big to-do about a couple of fellas that did 1,000 consecutive broadcasts from.
1,000?
That's what they say.
Well, me, how old is them fellas anyway?
I don't know. Must be a couple of old
fellas. Oh, Lord, me, yes, they lie.
Hurry up. Get that thing to working, Andy.
Yeah, wait a minute. Believe I hear something.
Is it the Keystone Network?
Well, be quiet. Don't holler at my ear. No, that ain't some more of that static.
Well, here, let me put them earphones on, Abner. I can tell better what we're looking for.
Tom, don't try to yank them off. You take my ears with it. Wait a minute, I believe I'm getting something now.
Well, Abner, we don't want to miss out on this broadcast. Dick Huddleston told us to be sure and listen. Said we'd enjoy it.
What does he know about it?
Well, no, I'd love to find out who them fellas are, too. They're making this fuss over.
Yeah, doggy, wait a minute. I'm getting something now, I believe, Lum.
Well, good. Let me listen, too.
No, wait. Well.
Have they mentioned who them fellas are?
Well, sir, now that's just plumb hard to believe.
Who is it?
Lum, did you know you can dance every dance if you want to?
Dance every dance?
All you gotta do is use Old So Foamy shampoo every night.
Old So Foamy?
In the giant economy-sized bottle, that is.
What are you talking about, anyway?
That's what they said on the radio just now. I heard them. They said it there.
Oh, for goodness sake, that's just some advertisement you're listening to. What we want is that special broadcast.
How can shampoo help you today?
Abner, give me them earphones.
Huh?
I'll miss that show if you keep moving around this way. Try some other
thing. Wait a minute. I want to hear what else he says there, Lum. That stuff can help you dance. I want to get some for Elizabeth. It's a dead blame wore out trying to steer her around on a dance floor. Hey, Lum, don't turn that radio knob there.
You ain't got the Keystone Network there. Can you hear anything now?
Well, wait a minute.
I wish we'd listened to my place. I got two sets of earphones on that radio of mine.
Bragging about his up-to-date radio.
What are you hearing now, Andy?
Just a second. Don't interrupt me, Lum.
Well, I hope you got it this time.
Well, man, oh, man.
Is that it?
I know this from that woman yodel.
Yodel?
I wish I could be there.
Are you ailing?
I'm
yodeling. Well, first thing you know, you'll have this place full of hogs.
Huh?
I can hear them rustling up under the house now.
Just listen to that. Ain't that the outcattingest thing you ever hear in your life?
Well, I can hear it. You've got it on the earphone. Abner,
if you
don't cut that out, I'm going to rock that radio around your head.
Huh? What do you say, Lum?
Give me them earphones.
Yeah, wait a minute. They're going to play my favorite song, the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, you ain't got time to hear it.
Lum, don't keep turning that dial out.
Abner, I never come over to your place tonight and sit and watch you listen to somebody yodel about some cannonball.
That's hard to do.
I want to hear about them fellas that just did 1,000 executive programs on the Keystone. Now, either get it or I'm going home.
I'll get it now. Just hold your horses on. Couldn't we just listen to one verse of Wabash Cannonball and hear about them other fellas later?
No, because it'll be too late then. Dick said to listen in now if we want to hear it. Said it'd be a big surprise to us.
If you'd listen to it on radio and just count nothing on stuff.
Can you hear anything now?
I can hear somebody talking. Ain't very plain, though.
That must be it. Let me listen.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll get a little clearer. Oh, now I lost it all together.
Oh, for goodness.
Oh, there.
Fingers.
Now out and him, plain out and him.
Well, good. What are they saying?
That's just a second.
Oh, no, no, that's wrong, that's wrong. They got it wrong.
What have they got wrong?
Just ignorance.
What'd they say?
Oh, some fella asked another what equinox was.
Equinox,
yeah. Yeah, and the other fella said something about being the time of the year when the sun crosses the equator or some silly idea.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, anybody knows them. Equinox is them Indians that live up there in Alaska.
Wait a minute. Are you listening to one of them quiz programs?
Why, sure. Worst part of it is they said that that fella was right there. Imagine being right, equinox.
Well, that may be right.
Oh, it ain't no such a thing, Long. You saw pictures of them. Sitting there on ice and fishing, got big tusks in their mouth, you know, hanging down there.
Well, them's walruses.
Huh? Them is equinox, Long.
You're thinking of Eskimos is what you're trying to talk about.
No, no, I ain't neither.
Eskimos, them fellas that got fur all over them, except the face.
Yeah, that's right. I saw pictures of them. That's right. Yeah. Give that fella $3,000 and a new washing machine, I don't know what all.
Well, turn that off and get something else.
Well, I'm going to in just a minute. Don't be, I still believe I'm right about Eskimos. No, that might be right, yeah. I ain't going to waste my time listening to those Tuscan shuffles there. Don't even know what they're talking about.
Emma, will you please give me them earphones, or at least raise one of them?
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'll get it for you. Don't get so excited.
Well, if you don't hurry, we're going to miss it.
I'll get it, I'll get it. What is he wanted to hear now?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Oh, I recollect them. Two fellas that's 1,000 years old.
Well, they ain't that old, are they? They did 1,000 executive broadcasts on the Keystone.
Oh, yeah, I know there's something about 1,000. Yeah, so
here, let me try to get it. I can at least recollect what we're looking for.
But wait a minute.
Are you getting
them? Shh. Be quiet.
Can you call them?
Why, you vomit!
I never done nothing.
I told you, did you hear that, Long?
I can't hear nothing. You got the earphone.
You ornery critter. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, what in the world is the matter with you? Have you lost your reason?
Well, can't you hear what he's doing?
What who's doing?
I don't even know who he is, Long, but he can't get away with that. He just now tied a poor old woman up and taken all her jewels away from her.
For pity's sake, that's just a play they're doing. Give me them earphones.
Can't wait a minute. That's our time. That's our thing to do, boy.
And for the lifetime, will you listen to me?
Just a second. They've got in touch with Don Doon now.
With who?
Don Doon, a counter spy. Don't you know nothing, Long?
Abner, I've put up with all this I'm going to. If you don't let me get that program, I'm going to whop you one.
Now, wait a minute. Don's on the case now. Doggies, now we get some action. Go to it, Don, old boy. That's our time, boy. Go to it.
He can't hear you.
Huh?
Abner, me and you have been friends for a long time, and I've overlooked a lot of faults in you in the last 30 years, but I grant you, if you ain't careful, I'm feared me and you's come to the parting of the way.
Be quiet, Mom. I can't hear what they're saying. What'd you say, Don? Oh, I don't
reckon he's
here.
Abner,
for Dogan, I wish he could hear me. I could give him off a good tip. He's hiding nowhere behind the curtains, Don.
Abner, I've been as patient with you as any human could be, but I tell you, I've come to the end of my rope.
Hit him again, boy.
I've come over to your place this evening so the two of us could listen to that special
break. Oh,
wait a minute. What are you turning off the radio for?
Well, we had to. Right when he was getting that frightened, too. Come on, Mom. Get your hat.
Get my hat?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, the fellow on the radio said we had to go right down to our favorite grocery store and buy a package of Mother Hulbert's old-fashioned macaroni.
Well, do goodness. You believe everything you hear.
Come on, Lum. He said, don't delay. Do it right away.
Anna, don't you know the store's closed now? It's after dark.
Huh?
Now, just sit down over there in that rocker and let me work on the radio.
He said when your macaroni gets down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Oh, I bet that's him. He found out that we ain't going to get that macaroni. Somebody walking up on the porch out there. So it'll a spy.
Yeah, I remember that is.
Uh-oh. We ordered less already.
That's what he's actually doing.
I don't know. More likely to tell a senior one.
Hey, anybody home? Anybody home?
Why, Grandpap, what are you doing over here?
I just come over to tell you something interesting. I was sitting there at home, and I heard the out-captain's radio program.
Have you been down to get your macaronis yet, Grandpap?
Has that?
What program was you listening to? Don Doon?
No, this was some kind of a thing the Keystone Network got up to celebrate a couple of fellas that just did 1,000 consecutive broadcasts for them.
Wait a minute, ain't that what you wanted to hear, Long?
Yeah. It's all over now, Grandpa?
Yep.
Too bad you never heard it.
Well, who was the two fellas?
Well, now, that's the peculiar part about it. They had the same names as you fellas.
They did?
And they called them Lum and Abner.
Why, them varmints stealing our name. All right, Dogus Lum, we ought to lawsuit them. Lawsuit them right up to the Supreme
Friends, every single day at this time of year, millions of dollars are lost by wage earners because they can't...